This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Good morning, afternoon, or evening. Let's get started with today's daily facts.
In Italy, Santa Claus is referred to as Babbo Natale, which translates to Father Christmas. This figure is relatively recent in Italian folklore, gaining popularity post-World War II due to American influence. Traditionally, Italian children received gifts from La Befana, a witch-like woman who delivers presents on Epiphany Eve. However, today Babbo Natale also brings gifts on Christmas Eve. Despite the shift towards Babbo Natale's growing popularity, La Befana remains a beloved figure in Italian culture.
In 1973, Bhutan, a small kingdom in the Himalayas, made philatelic history by issuing an unusual stamp. Unlike traditional paper stamps, this was a miniature phonograph record produced on thin plastic that could be played on a standard record player. When played, it would play the Bhutanese national anthem. This innovative and interactive stamp showcased not only their national pride, but also their creativity and willingness to push boundaries in unexpected areas like postage.
The Olympic was the first of three luxurious ocean liners in the White Star Line's Olympic class, which also included Titanic and Britannic. Launched in 1910, she was a marvel of Edwardian engineering. Despite her sister ship Titanic's tragic fate in 1912, Olympic served successfully for 24 years until retirement in 1935. She survived both world wars and earned the nickname Old Reliable. Her design influenced future shipbuilding. Many features were replicated on other vessels due to their effectiveness on Olympic.
The pit rock was a cultural phenomenon in the mid-1970s. Gary Dahl, an advertising executive from Los Gatos, California, conceived this unique idea during a conversation with friends about pets. He marketed rocks as hassle-free pets, complete with a pet training manual and cardboard box home. This quirky concept struck a chord with consumers. Over 1 million were sold in 1975 alone for $4 each. The fad made Dahl an overnight millionaire.
A smile, the most common facial expression, is a universal sign of happiness that transcends cultural boundaries. It involves complex neural and muscular mechanisms. Depending on its intensity, from a slight smirk to a beaming grin, it can engage 5 to 53 muscles. The primary muscles involved are the zygomaticus major and minor, which pull up the corners of the mouth. However, genuine smiles also engage orbicularis oculi around eyes, creating crow's feet. Thus, smiling is an intricate physical response reflecting positive emotions.
Insect eating, or entomophagy, is a common practice in various regions of China. This tradition has been influenced by both scarcity of resources and cultural beliefs. Bean worms, scorpions, and locusts are among the most commonly consumed insects. They are often deep-fried or roasted and served as snacks or main dishes. These insects provide a rich source of protein and nutrients while being environmentally sustainable to farm compared to traditional livestock. The taste is described as unique with different textures depending on the insect type.
The first ever World Summit on Toilets was organized by the World Toilet Organization in Singapore in November 2001. The summit aimed to address global sanitation issues and improve toilet and sanitation conditions worldwide. It brought together various stakeholders, including NGOs, academics, government officials, and industry leaders from over 42 countries. The discussions focused on innovative solutions for sanitation problems, promoting hygiene education, and advocating for clean public toilets as a basic human right.
Ding Dong, Texas is a small unincorporated community located in Bell County. It was named by two early settlers, Zulies Bell and Berg Bell, who opened a store and hired an artist to make a sign for it. The artist painted two bells with the inscription Ding and Dong. As of 1990 census data, the population was just 22 people. Despite its size, Ding Dong has gained fame due to its unique name.
Bats are the leading cause of rabies in the U.S., accounting for around 70% of reported cases. Rabies is a deadly virus that can be transmitted to humans through bites or scratches from infected animals. Although bat bites are rare, they often go unnoticed due to their small size, increasing the risk of undiagnosed exposure. Despite this, less than 1% of bats carry rabies and not all species transmit it. Public health measures focus on avoiding contact with bats and vaccinating pets. Thanks for being here and learning with us today. I'm Amalia Dupre.
And I'm Montgomery Jones. Goodbye for now. See you tomorrow.
If you liked this episode, then check out our other podcast, the Daily Life Pro Tips Podcast. Improve your life with practical tips in less than 10 minutes a day. Search for Daily Life Pro Tips in your podcast app or check the show notes page for links. This podcast is produced by Classic Studios. Please see the show notes page for fact credits. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider sharing it with your friends.